VIMS has some 30 vessels in its research fleet, including the 65-foot Bay Eagle. But the long-anticipated Virginia will allow scientists to stay at sea for longer stretches, go farther up the Chesapeake Bay as they look at water quality, the health of fish stocks, and take deep core samples. I go down below to the ship's dining room, where John Wells, dean and director of VIMS, explains.
There's a historical record in the bottom, and when those cores are taken, they're brought up to the surface, it can tell us a lot about the history of sediments and also about changes that have occurred in the ocean or in the bay over time.
That research feeds into other data that help scientists figure out how the planet has changed over time, including the climate.
For example, currents, storms, changes in discharge in the rivers from heavy rains that bring new sediments into the bays and ultimately out into the ocean. That gives us some clues about how the planet is changing.
Captain John Olney is excited about the capabilities of his new vessel, like navigating the 283-ton vessel into 9 feet of water. But the new ship also means trips will be longer, which can be hard on the captain's wife and baby.
Oh, she's good with it. But, you know, in more than 2 weeks or so, she wants me home.
Next year, you might be able to see the new vessel conducting research off Virginia Beach or heading north to Maine waters. From Yorktown, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.